Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have a story to tell?
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here, your host for this weekend edition and throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, the KE Report. Chad is on vacation this week, so I am running this full weekend show. We're going to start off chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc, get comments on a wide range of markets, also get Doc's big picture view of the economy and markets. And then in the back end of the show, we're going to continue to stick to more of a generalist focus as I'm going to wrap up the show with Rick Bensignor. Now, as promised, I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, we are recording this about halfway through the day on Wednesday. So we received that CPI data. Inflation is continuing to come down, much in line with expectations, even maybe a little bit quicker than some expected. We're seeing the markets pop, including the precious metals pop. Doc, let's just stick with the big picture view on inflation, which is continuing to come down. Expectations that the Fed will still hike this month, but could then pause again moving forward. The economy is still relatively strong. It's not in a recession yet, as most people are looking for that recession. Doc, how do you view this macro landscape as we're now in the second half of 2023, a time when a lot of people are saying the recession's coming and even a bigger market drop is also going to follow?
Well, Corey, I know Powell is just loving this. You're starting to see inflation moderate like they hoped. The stock market is hanging up there. Unemployment is low. And he hasn't broken anything yet, so he might not raise in July. He might wait until September. But regardless, he's got to feel really good about this, because if he raises periodically, then he can sit back and just watch again for a while to see what happens. Of course, there's always the delay in raising these rates, so we may see pain from this later, but I ultimately think we're going to see that recession that everybody's been expecting for a long time. I think it's in the works, but Powell is in a good driver's seat right now, because he can raise again a little bit in July and then sit back again until September and watch a couple months of data again. And since the stock market hasn't been injured yet severely, at least on the charts, he has all the time in the world to do what he wants. But I do believe there will eventually be a recession, and how hard it's going to be, it's hard to tell. But so we'll still have some inflation with a recession. Also, the bond market, we're in a bear market for the bond market. And for the bond market, we're sitting right at the 200-month moving average. And it's going to be fascinating to see if it slips below the 200-month moving average for a couple months, closes, because if it does, we're going to be in this bond market bear for quite a while. So that tells me that inflation might be a little stubborn going forward. But anyway, that's how I see the macro picture right now.
So it sounds like you're very much in the camp of that higher for longer for inflation and even for rates. You don't think that we're going to start to see a Fed almost panic, start to have to cut rates, who knows, by the end of this year, early next year, and we will go back to those ultra-low interest rate policies?
I think we're done in my lifetime, but I'm an old guy, so that's not very long probably. But we're done as far as seeing a quick and serious low back to a 0% federal funds rate. I think we're not going to see it for years. I think we're beginning a long-term bear market for the bond market. And I think this decade is going to be very tough for investors. But it'll be a good 10 years finally for savers. They're actually going to get some return on their money if they select the right vehicles to invest in, because they are out there. And so it's a good thing for savers finally. But for speculators, it's going to be a little tough, I believe, because we definitely are seeing a change in the mood of the market, and I think a significant change for the first time in years.
So does that mean you think investors will start demanding some sort of dividend, that those type of stocks will be a bit more favored because, well, there are alternatives out there where you can make money by simply saving?
Yeah, value is back, I believe. Growth stocks will always do well if they really have a product that makes sense, and if it makes sense that they're going to grow significantly. But the speculation, I think, is going to be taken out of these markets for a while. And it's going to reside mostly, as far as the stock market is concerned, on value stocks, stocks that actually produce, instead of there being just hope. And with money tightening by the Fed, there will be less speculation going forward, I believe, although on the fiscal end, they're going to still spend money, so there's still going to be a lot of money floating around. But it'll be interesting when 2025 comes and they have to deal with debt ceiling again to see how they respond if they finally say, we got to do something about these deficits. And that'll be a fascinating time in 2025, depending on who is president.
Well, that's the key, right? Depending on who's president, because who knows? That's a long way away right now. Doc, when it comes to, I guess, just straight economic data, because the inflation data is moving markets today, which we haven't seen data that came out that move markets in a fair while. Again, it's just today so far that we can talk about, but what are you going to be watching most closely that gives you a heads up on what the Fed might do and what impacts markets the most, even more importantly?
Well, for precious metals, the stock I'm watching very closely now to tell us about the precious metal sector is Newmont. And I'm watching the monthly charts because Newmont had a nice little move today, but it's sitting right at the area of $40 to $45 per share. And I'm looking at the $40 per share area. And if we get a monthly close in the next couple, 3 months below $40 for Newmont, I think that's going to signal an ongoing issue for the precious metal area, because if your largest caps are finally being taken to the woodshed, and if Newmont closes below that point, it doesn't bode well for the whole sector, in my view. So that's something I'm watching as far as Newmont is concerned. As far as the stock market, you better be very selective in what you're purchasing, because with us at 29 to 30 PEs for the market, we're at a very high level when normally the median or the averages and the median averages historically are at 15 to 17. We have a long time to get back to those levels, and I think we'll get back to those levels, but it'll be an arduous process, I think, over the next months and years. And that's why I say I think this decade will be a lost decade for the stock market. I don't see anything on the horizon that's going to really push this market higher. And so I think it's going to be up and down. And eventually, I think we're going to break below the 50-month moving average. And that's what I'm watching for the stock market, a couple of monthly closes below that. And when that happens, I think we're really going to see the secular bear market. And since we haven't seen that, I think the recession is still pushed back.
All right, Doc, thanks for those insights. We're out of time for this segment on the radio, but everyone, stick around. Doc and I are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. I am continuing to chat with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, I know a lot of our listeners want to hear what you think about gold. Let's start with the gold chart because, well, you can argue it's a bit of a different chart when you look at gold compared to some of the underlying stocks, a lot of the underlying stocks, but first and foremost, gold. You look at a longer-term chart, you can pretty clearly see that just under 2,100. 800 has been a pretty solid top for that market over the last about 3 years now, over 3 years. And the lows, well, back in the 1600s, we aren't even really close to those levels. And gold, as we're talking, more around 1960. What's your outlook for gold? Do you think we get that break to all-time highs? And do you think that it could actually carry through and hold up there sometime by the end of this year?
I don't think it's going to happen this year, Corey. I know I mentioned 2 years ago when I thought we had a top in this gold market that we would grind lower for months and to years. And I think that, and I mentioned back then that the earliest we would potentially see a new bull market would be 2023 and probably second half of this year, I mentioned, but it doesn't look like it to me as far as the charts right now. We could move a little higher, but I think we're not going to see anything happen tremendously in the precious metals the rest of this year. I think 2024. And having said that, though, I'm starting to purchase these precious metals every week now. I've been doing it for about 6 weeks, and I'll continue to do that because I think this is going to be the best time to purchase these and well into 2024. But I think by the end of 2024, we're going to start to see hope in these markets based on what I'm seeing. The other thing that's interesting is a while back, I mentioned also that I felt that on the monthly gold chart that we might be forming a nice inverse head and shoulders pattern, and that we're forming the right shoulder when you look at it right now. And I think that could happen, and that might have to happen for a few months here. And then I think we go back up and challenge the 2100 level. And the next time, it's a good possibility that when we do that, we're going to break out at that point in time. But I think that's still weeks and months away.
So, Doc, do you think a breakout in the gold price can drive the stock? Something like GDX or GDXJ that, in all fairness, again, you take a look at the shorter-term chart just since really Q4 of last year, it looks like we've been putting in at least a couple higher highs, and now it looks like a couple higher lows. But again, you look at a longer-term chart, and, well, there's still kind of lower highs that have been in place every time gold runs up to that 21. Level.
Yeah, and I think the fourth time we run up, when you look when it peaked in 2020, I think the fourth time is going to be the charm. But I think we're going to have to come back and test the 50-month moving averages again before we do that. I don't see us. Frankly, this is a great looking chart for gold. Gold has not gotten crushed like it did back in 2011 and 2012, when we saw it move down consistently for 4 or 5 years. We're trading mostly a little down to sideways, and that tells you this is a strong market. And it's telling you that going forward, once this thing breaks out, I think the stocks will break out with it the next time. And so that's why I'm saying now is the time to be purchasing these things for the long haul. And boy, there are some real bargains out there right now, Corey. And but then you're going to have to sit on the sidelines and just wait. But you're going to be rewarded. But the next year, year and a half is going to be a great time to take your position, because after 2024, I think we're really sitting in a good position where this market will really start to move up. And that tells you that inflation is going to be stubborn.
So just from a time frame perspective, for that environment where all the stocks start rising and it's just a better environment for all precious metals investors in the stocks, you think that could be 2025?
I do, when we start to move, when we start the ascension. I think it can start right now, where you might see, you know, some little higher highs for some of these stocks and higher lows. But that's just a percolation going on underneath the surface. But you're not going to, and then I think they'll get some support and they'll slowly move higher until gold really breaks out the next time. And then I think the stocks go with them. But there's nothing on the horizon as far as the Fed is concerned where the Fed is going to suddenly cut rates here. The Fed is in a great situation. At least Powell probably thinks he is, where now he's in control. And he can take his time on raising rates, and he can look at the data, and he'll be in no hurry. And there's nothing on the horizon that I see right now that suddenly will force his hand as far as lowering rates.
Well, it has worried me that some of the gold bugs that we have talked to, when we ask them what some of the major catalysts will be, they've been pointing to black swan events and geopolitical issues. That, to me, is always a bit concerning when people are, especially in this sector, looking for those type of things to drive the market. Well, Doc, you've shared with us where you see gold going. What about silver? Because silver, as we're talking, is over $24 right now. But again, it just doesn't have the same sort of bullish chart that gold does in the longer term sense. Break down where you see silver going, please.
I think we have a chance for silver to move back down to $20. But I think silver can break down to $20, and I hope it does. But the chart really looks good again, just like gold. We've had months of, when you look at the long-term charts, that silver just moves up and down and sideways. And that's the mark of a strong market yet, even though people are frustrated with it. And I think that's going to continue for a number of months. But I don't think we're going back down to the levels that we saw back in 2015, 16, and 17. I think when you look at this kind of chart, it would have done that by now. But it's a sideways chart, but it's a strong chart. And it's just biding its time to when it starts to move back up along with gold. But it's not going to do that unless gold does, because if we're heading toward a recession and China's having its own problems, and so is Europe, everybody has been talking ad infinitum that the supply, there are short supplies in silver, but I've heard that talk for years. And when I look at the chart, it just tells me that doesn't make a difference right now, and that it's just going to be time before silver breaks back out, but it's going to be quite a bit of time, and will coincide with the gold breakout.
Okay. Well, Doc, hey, I always appreciate your thoughts and you taking the time to share them with us. So, Doc, again, thank you very much for your time on this weekend show. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Police continue to search for answers in Fargo, North Dakota, after three police officers were shot late Friday, with one being pronounced dead. The two other officers are in critical condition. The suspect in the shooting is also dead. Witnesses report hearing upwards of 40 shots being fired. the American movie and television business has come to a halt after actors voted to walk off the job this week after failed talks with major studios and streaming services. Variety TV editor Michael Schneider says SAG-AFTRA members are taking the strike seriously.
Everything is pretty much shut down. Production had already pretty much ground to a halt with the WGA writer's strike, but there were still a few productions that were continuing to film. But with actors now on strike, everything else pretty much will go in lockdown as well.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. As promised, I'm wrapping up the last two segments of this show with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies. Rick writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors, which is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. And on the retail and individual side, you can follow along with Rick's trades at In the No Trader, and also a piece called 7-Eleven, where Rick picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs, all with the goal to beat the underlying S&P. Now, Rick, usually we start with U.S. equity markets, but this week I want to start with the breakdown in the U.S. dollar, moving below 100 on the dollar index. It really started at the tail end of last week on the weaker jobs report and was sped up by the inflation data that came in kind of lower than expected. Rick, what's your takeaway from this U.S. dollar breakdown and, in all fairness, a downtrend that's been in place now for about 10 months?
So, Corey, it's interesting that the same time the headlines are telling us that the dollar is on its lowest level in a year, or actually maybe, I would guess, since April or so of last year, the U.S. stock market is on the highs since April of last year. So the correlation still, or the inverse correlation, still exists, even though as early as a few weeks ago, there were many people on the street saying that the correlation has disappeared and that the dollar is not necessarily, a weaker dollar is not necessarily good for stocks right now. That's not panning out. We are getting a structural breakdown in the dollar. So not only is it making new lows, but in some of the models we look at, it is certainly going to challenge dollar bulls' resolve here, because I could still make the case that we can head lower now. Targets that I have include are interestingly, some are close by. So 99.60 was one such target, and the low this week is 99.58. So we've hit that. The other one is at 98.77. Beneath that, then I don't really have something until about 96.5. The importance here, though, is the fact that this is a helpful piece of the puzzle when looking at the stock market, that, you know, this dollar, this potential shift here in the dollar is important as part of the many markets out there that help influence how stocks move. A weaker dollar at this point is good for stocks. And it's just a matter of, does this end up being like a false breakdown that gold had, let's say in the fall last year, where it spent 6 weeks looking like it had broken under, what was that level, 16, I think it was 1675, only to turn around and then ultimately challenge all-time highs this year. So it's early in this conversation, and it's certainly the talk this week that the dollar set a new low for the year. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the dollar is about to tank. I've been leaning bearish the dollar structurally, and now we have more confirmation that it is structurally changing from what had been a bullish market to a structural bear. But we got out of dollar longs at, I think it was 113 last year, and didn't come back in until I think it was 100.5. And we kicked it out at 104 and change on the highs this year. So it's been a good year in kind of trading the dollar. You've got interest rates now backing up after crossing over the U.S. 10-year, crossed over 4%, you know, a week ago, and now this week it has slid appreciably. And really, as far as I'm concerned, I've told clients that the key number is 3.82%, and we're actually trading right now at 3.81.5%. I mean, we're right there as far as whether or not rates have really peaked, and, you know, we got the move above 4, and that's it. So I'm going to kind of see how next week goes, but if yields stay under 3.82, then I'm going to play for yields to continue backing down, and that the high that we saw at, 4.08 or something like that, that we just did a week ago, is going to be the high of the move, at least for now.
Rick, any insights into what's causing this weakness in the dollar? Because everyone's throwing out Fed expectations, potentially stronger other countries. I'm not seeing a whole lot of that. The economic data has obviously pushed the dollar around. Interest rates, as you just mentioned, spiked higher and now have pulled back. What are the reasons? What are the cause for the dollar going lower?
I think when it all comes down to it, it's the perception, which the street's been doing for quite some time, and really fighting the Fed, because the Fed keeps telling us higher for longer, and the street doesn't want to believe it. And obviously stocks have rallied, and yields have not appreciably moved up, and we have not even begun to challenge last year's high at 4.33%. So I think it's the street's belief that the Fed is not going to need to go higher much longer, and with the comfort that the Fed must be getting close to the end of their whole tightening cycle, is the perception that rates will have to come down. And the market is a discount mechanism, so it's always thinking ahead. And you're seeing dollar weakness really in anticipation of rates no longer moving higher. Now, it doesn't mean rates have to collapse, and it doesn't mean we'll necessarily take out the 3.25% on the 10-year that was the low of the move within recent times, but there does seem to be a sense, and this is more far-reaching than simply in the fixed income market, but we're obviously seeing with the stocks moving the way they have, that the investing public believes that things are far better than the Fed thinks, and they're already anticipating and discounting that the Fed will not continue along this path much longer. And you're seeing, you know, stocks move up, and you are getting a little more broadness to the stock market. We can talk about that as we get into stocks. But I think in general, the dollar move here is simply the perception, and not so much that let me address the other point that you said, that there are other places better in the world. I'm not really seeing it, other than, I'd say, Japan, where the Nikkei has made a secular turn for the better. And it has been my favorite non-U.S. exposure market all year. I'm not seeing, let's go towards Europe. I'm not seeing that Europe is in particularly a better place than the U.S. is. And therefore, this dollar weakness to me is more tied to the perception that rates are not going to go materially higher than more than anything else. And again, it's too early in this discussion of, quote, the breakdown to really know if that is going to persist or not.
Can we also carry that over to potential rate cuts? Because the market, as much as they were pricing in rate cuts a few months ago and then not pricing in any rate cuts this year, they did start leaning just a little bit towards a rate cut before the end of the year.
I don't think. My personal view is that the Fed is not going to cut rates in this calendar year. So I do not think that that is going to happen. I don't think the situation warrants it. And frankly, that foremost is, I just don't think the situation warrants it. Secondly, I don't think the Fed is anything close to really thinking about cutting rates. You're not going to drive a car forward and go into reverse without likely having a pass through neutral along the way. And I just don't see the Fed going from raising rates aggressively like they have into then saying, oops, okay, now we're done. And not only are we going to pause, but let's now cut them. I don't think so. So I don't see that happening this year. Could it happen next year? Yes. Calendar year 2023, in my opinion, no.
Fair enough, Rick. You know what? There's a lot of opinions on this topic, and I hear from a lot of people that the Fed's going to be cutting very soon. Who knows? As of right now, the Fed has been pretty consistent in what they have said, and Jerome Powell and his crew is also predicting some sort of rate cuts next year. So that does time more with your outlook. Everyone stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the show with Rick Fensignore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. Here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. I am continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Now, Rick, let's get into more of the markets and how you're seeing some of the shorter-term moves here, starting with the U.S. equity markets. Look, that inverse correlation, it lines up so interestingly with the dollar. The dollar at levels not seen since April of last year. The markets also at levels that we haven't seen since April of last year. Although at that time they were heading drastically lower, the markets are still continuing this uptrend. How much strength is left in these markets, also considering the better breadth that we have seen?
So I want to answer that by telling you that I've made it very clear to my clients that right now I'm actually selling out of SPDRs. So for those that don't know, that's the ETF that tracks the S&P 500, the SPY, which last year I bought when the S&P was about 3,700. I'm actually, in the last 24 hours, have sold them out. So I actually think I'm willing to take the chance that right here and right now, not only will the market not progress, but that I actually think I'll have a better than even chance of being able to replace what I'm selling in the last 48 hours at lower prices. So I think for right now, the rally we've seen is likely at its peak. And I could be wrong, and if I am, I have no issue in putting my SPDRs back on. I did it in my retirement account, so there's no tax issue, and there's no 31-day wash rule issue here. So I'm simply playing that up here for a variety of reasons. We're likely close, we're right at a peak that is not obvious to the bulk of the street, and that I will be able to buy these back lower.
Rick, how much does that play into the fact that these markets have just been on such a huge run the last 5 months in a row, the markets, taking into account this month also? But then you also go back 10 months, markets are up 8 of those 10 months, so it has been quite the run higher.
Yeah, no, it's been a huge rally. Obviously, a lot of people didn't partake in it. You know, structurally, the S&P turned bullish. It's a pure bullish above 41 when we saw Friday closes above 41.55. That's a level that we had targeted from before the beginning of the year. We said 41.55 was going to be the key level, and we certainly played with it for multiple weeks. And then we broke out about, I don't know, probably 9-10 weeks ago, give or take something like that. And, you know, we've had a rip higher. I'm at the point here where I think, the bullish consensus. So the street generally uses the AAII poll to determine sentiment. And it's really based on the individual investors. It's the American Association of Individual Investors, and they poll. And this is kind of the most predominant poll on the street. I'm not going to actually share with you and your listeners what poll I use, but I can tell you that it's showing that the S&P currently, and this is more a shorter-term tactical type poll, but it's showing, I know it was 84% bulls just a day or two ago, and let me see if I can see what it was as of yesterday. And it is showing 88% bulls coming into today. So we peaked this year at 91% bulls. Wouldn't surprise me. So we're now essentially testing into that level. And it wouldn't surprise me if we necessarily even make a higher high. But it's possible that we don't make a higher high in the sentiment poll, and that we see a lower high here. And that is kind of a different way than most would look at saying a potential bearish divergence, because price has made a higher high, and yet it's very possible that the sentiment poll does not. I'm very content taking profits from, you know, we'll just call them from spiders that I bought last September, October at 3,700 and kicking them out here. And again, I'm willing to be wrong. I could be wrong here, but I'm up between 20 and 25% on them. It's about 800 S&P points over paying what did they say, 3,700. So it's a healthy gain, and I just don't think you're now is where you want to be putting on new long exposure, especially, Corey, in names that have been high flyers. So I don't mind buying names that are first breaking out from bases now, that's fine. But am I going to buy NVIDIA now or Meta now? No. Fortunately, I actually personally went long Meta last year on the day that made the low for the year. I'm still long at $88.62. So it's been my best trade of the year for sure, but I am not adding to it up here. If anything, I'm close to. I've taken most of it off, but I still have some left, and I'm tempted to potentially kick out of it too. And it's probably you're not going to find most people saying what I've just said to you in the last 2 or 3 minutes, but that's how I'm playing things. Right here, right now, I'm actually taking profits.
So, Rick, would you go as far as saying that the highs are in for the year after this, again, long, prolonged run?
I can't say, and the way the market's acting, it doesn't feel like that. I can tell you that the best place to be a buyer if we get a pullback in the S&P is from, let's say, starting just about 4250 down to, let's call it 4050. Don't know if that opportunity is going to come, but if sometime over the summer you get a chance to buy into that 200-point range, that is the place to be a buyer based upon the work I do. And again, this is what I've told my clients is, you know, if that opportunity comes, leave powder dry for that in case that chance comes.
What about some of the other commodities then? Because, look, everything did well. Gold did well. Silver did actually exceptionally well this week. Copper even made a run up towards $4. How do you feel about, let's say, the precious metals first?
Well, it's hard not to like the metals when the dollar is falling, but the metals had not done well as of recent. But I turned, so again, one of my other products that we just started at the end of June is called the Daily Tip Sheet. And this is a daily report. And I try to, besides giving subscribers, you know, all the key things they need to know each and every day to go into trading the markets, I'll put out a few recommendations a week. And on Monday this week, my recommendation was to buy GDXJ, which is the junior gold miners. And we've had a terrific week. We already sold half out of it because we quickly made a bunch of money on it. And I do like the metals, but if we look at something like gold, I can't tell you that gold has bottomed to make its, you know, another run at all-time highs. Right now, I'd say the two key levels to look at in gold is kind of right where it is now, 1965, and then 2019. This is for like COMEX gold from active futures. that's going to be the two places to look at before we'd have a test. So I don't know if gold is going to have enough in it right now to be able to get above 2020 again or so. So I would take on anything I've just bought, I'd take some profits now and some if we got to 2020. I'd have to see like a proper breakout above 2025 or so on Friday closes for me to think that gold is again going to go test those highs and possibly make new ones. Otherwise, you've got a multi-year, you know, a three-year trading range in gold. Its all-time high was in the futures was in 2020. Clearly, there's a bottom somewhere between, let's just say, 1650 and 1600. So it still could be just massive range trading.
Final comments, copper. We don't usually talk about copper, but any thoughts on copper and, again, running closer to that $4 level?
Yeah, I'm more apt to be bullish copper. I think as long as the May low, which was down on, again, COMEX copper, about $3.67, as long as that holds, right now it's about $3.92. So as long as that May low holds, I think copper's okay. And at this point, if you could get, I'll say consecutive Friday closes above 408, then you're probably going to shoot up to 460. So I'm minimally bullish right now. I kind of like the way it's trading, and if I'll buy a breakout above 408 if we see it.
Okay. Rick, great chatting with you as always. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on the markets and, yeah, that dollar breakdown, which I think caught everyone's attention this week, and it helped out practically every other market. But as you're saying, though, some of these markets could be getting a little overheated, and it's very telling that you sold out of your SPY positions. Hey, Rick, thank you as always for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to this weekend show. Please keep in touch through email. My email is fleck@kereport.com. I love hearing what each and every one of you think of these markets, our guests, and the companies we interviewed throughout the week. Please go back on our website and podcast to check out all those daily editorials. Rick, everybody, hope you all have a great rest of your week.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.